I'm Earlonne Woods.
I'm Nigel Poor. We're the hosts and creators of Ear Hustle from PRX's Radiotopia.
Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast.
In this next season, we've got stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells.
About residents in a women's prison who say they want to stay there.
And the most beautiful prison garden. Earlonne, I will never forget it.
Ear Hustle. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it.
Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for WABE comes from 100 Miles, a nonprofit committed to preserving Georgia's 100-mile coast. Protecting this critical coastal ecosystem takes all of us. Watch the stories of the innovators and future leaders who help keep our coast flowing at OurGeorgiaCoast.org.
For Wednesday, July the 14th, 2021, it's The Brief from WABE. I'm Jim Burris. The Federal Railroad Administration has crossed a milestone in the proposed Atlanta to Charlotte high-speed rail line. The U.S. Department of Transportation designated the corridor as an expansion priority. And after a study, the government has just selected its optimum route. That path takes the rail through Athens, Suwanee, and Doraville. However, complete funding for the long-term rail project line has yet to be identified. Atlanta-based Delta Airlines is posting its first quarterly profit since 2019, thanks in part to federal relief funds. And as Emil Moffitt reports, the company plans to hire thousands of employees to help meet increasing demand.
Delta says international and business travel is still lagging behind, but domestic travel has returned to pre-pandemic levels. That helped the airline enjoy a $652 million profit for the quarter ending June 30th. CEO Ed Bastian says he expects the passenger uptick to continue despite a recent rise in new COVID infections.
We know our customers are largely vaccinated. Our people are largely vaccinated. We have over 72% of Delta. People are vaccinated, and the vaccines work. And they're giving people the ability to get back to their lives.
The airline has announced plans to purchase 36 used aircraft to bolster its fleet. It also plans to hire between 4,000 and 5,000 employees in the next year. Emil Moffitt, WABE News.
After a period of relative calm, newly confirmed COVID-19 cases keep rising in Georgia. As WABE's Sam Whitehead reports, the Delta variant of the coronavirus is responsible for an increasing number of infections in the southeast.
Atlanta's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that close to half of new cases across the region can be linked to the more transmissible Delta variant. In Georgia, that number is 11%. The agency says it was responsible for fewer than 5% of cases in the southeast in early June. That is, the rolling average of new infections and newly confirmed hospitalizations continue to creep up in the state, according to the Department of Public Health. Georgia has gained some ground on other southeastern states when it comes to getting more shots in arms, but vaccination rates are still behind most of the country. Sam Whitehead, WABE News.
A new report confirms what many low-income Atlanta renters already knew. There are few housing options for people making minimum wage. Stephanie Stokes has more.
The National Low Income Housing Coalition found it takes a lot to afford a two-bedroom apartment in metro Atlanta. The fair market price is nearly $1,200. To pay that, a person would have to work 3 full-time jobs at minimum wage, which is still $7.25 in Georgia. The group uses a common definition of affordability. A place is affordable if a family isn't spending more than a third of their income on rent. In metro Atlanta, the report says a person would have to earn more than $22 an hour for rental prices to be affordable. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.
The Phoenix Suns and Milwaukee Bucks tip off Game 4 of the NBA Finals tonight. The Atlanta Hawks nearly soared to the championship finals this season under the lead of Nate McMillan. The team fired head coach Lloyd Pierce in March and promoted McMillan to interim. Well, a few weeks ago, McMillan dropped that interim part of the title, and now he's just coach.
It is just the beginning. We're about to go into the draft and free agency where we feel we can help and try to improve this team to come back next season and keep this momentum going.
And recently, I spoke to Nate McMillan. We talked about that unlikely road to the Eastern Conference Finals and where he sees the team is going. When the Hawks fired Lloyd Pierce earlier in the season and you assumed interim head coaching duties, describe what the team was like at that point.
Well, it was a team that I felt needed to recognize where they were. You know, Coach Pierce had really taken the hit for us not performing and playing up to our potential. And, you know, he had to take the hit for that by getting fired. So we needed to be better. We knew that we could be better. We started to show the growth and improvement that we pretty much, you know, set out to do at the beginning of the season. But we started to play better basketball, win games. The rest is the result that you saw at the end of the season.
The point where you learned that the team wanted to make you permanent head coach, I understand you were a little hesitant at first. Why?
Well, it wasn't I was hesitant. You know, at that time when I was offered the opportunity to become the head coach, it was really wasn't any time to talk about really the future. The only conversation about the future was we wanted to win. The organization wanted to win. They wanted to give me an opportunity to see if I could turn this around. And basically the conversation from there went, we'll talk at the end of the season. And, you know, that's what we did. You know, the focus was on, you know, trying to change, you know, the culture and win games. You know, the end of the season went a little longer than, you know, a lot of us probably expected. But that was basically the conversation that we had when I took over.
I want to go back to the fans. You mentioned them earlier, and Atlanta fans can be the, let's say, fair weather variety, but you definitely picked up some late in the season. What do you say to those kind of fair weather fans to keep them on the bandwagon, so to speak?
Fair weather, I mean, I don't get into that or look at it that way. I think, you know, the team has to give the fan base something to come and support and cheer for. And, you know, I thought this team did that this season. We talked about making our building, State Farm Arena, one of the toughest places to come and play. And I thought they did that, you know. So I really think it's on us, you know, the team, you know, to give our fan base, you know, something to cheer for, something to be proud of. And I thought our guys this season, they did that.
I think everybody would agree with that for sure. My last question is kind of more broad, and that is, how do you see the Hawks fitting into Atlanta as a place, as a city, as a kind of living, breathing thing?
What we are creating here, you know, the vision that, you know, Tony and Jamie, our ownership, has for this team, you know, not only in the NBA, but in the community. It's important to them what this team is doing both on the floor and off the floor. When I signed on to become, you know, the head coach, it was important to me. And, you know, I really feel that, you know, the vision that they have for this organization going forward is something that I wanted to be a part of, the community. We could help in that sense as well.
Nate McMillan is head coach of the Atlanta Hawks. Coach McMillan, thank you for the time and congratulations on a really nice season.
Jim, thank you for having me.
As always, you can find more local news on our website at wabe.org. I'm Jim Burris. Thanks for listening to The Brief.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.
The Gold Dome Scramble podcast is now Plugged In, a WAB politics podcast. New name, same in-depth, on-the-ground reporting from us, WAB politics reporters Sam Greenglass and Raul Bally. We'll cover local, state, and national politics as we go beyond the headlines with journalists, voters, and politicians. New episodes drop Fridays starting April 26th. Listen and subscribe at WAB.org or your favorite podcast platform.